On the line, I've got Jacob from Saigon. Good morning.
Morning.
So you're going to be at the yard this Saturday, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Saturday. And a support act for you guys, or just yourselves?
Yeah, we've got two support acts. We've got Liquid Nails, guys from Hamilton. They'll be opening the night for us. And then our mates from Auckland, Castle Garden, are coming down.
Okay. And is this the first time you've headlined at the yard?
Yeah, it's the first time we've headlined in general.
Okay, really? Okay. So things are looking up for you guys?
Yeah, we've been busy since last time we spoke. So.
Yeah, I think it was last August I spoke to you, and you just had an EP out. So yeah. How did that all go?
Yeah, that went really well. We were stoked with the amount of attention we got on it. Pretty proud of that one. And then since then we've put out the other one in the single.
Okay, all right. And I know when I spoke to you, you were trying to move some CDs at the time. How did that experience go?
That went all right.
Quite curious.
Yeah, we dropped them in Tron and Fossick down in Hamilton. They went well at Fossick. We've still got a couple lying around somewhere. We might bring them down on Saturday, so if you want one.
So Tron is a record store. Is Fossick a record store as well?
Yeah, I guess they sell records there, and they sell all sorts of like antiques and old stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I'm kind of curious why, I don't know if I asked that question last time, but you guys are pretty young, like in your 20s. Why did you, I guess in your 20s, why did you decide that CDs were a thing you wanted to try?
I don't know. I guess we all like, physical media. I mean, we all got record collections and... just like having something you can hold, I guess.
Right, fair enough. And did you do a bit more artwork for a CD as well? Or you can?
Yeah. You can, we had a back cover done and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. Can you just describe describe the music first of all so people know what we're talking about. We'll try and squeeze a song in, although I'm not sure I've got enough time this morning, but describe the music now anyway, and we'll get that done.
Yeah, so we got like a blend of genres, I guess. We've got everything from surf rock to like thrash metal.
Yep, okay.
Everything in between, a little bit of indie. It'll be a bit of a ride coming to the show. But
and the support acts, they're kind of in a similar vein.
Yeah, they're kind of similar. Castle Garden's like we've played with them before. They're kind of like psychedelic rock. Yeah, I think Liquid Nails are kind of the same.
Okay. Now, last time I interviewed you, there were three of you online or on the phone, but everyone's at work this morning. Does this mean people have got... What's changed? You've got jobs now?
Yeah, we're not studying anymore.
Okay, right.
Yeah, but... we've all moved out of our old house where we recorded all of our music. So we're... We're scrambling for a bit to find a place to practice, but we've got it all under lock now. And
okay.
Yeah.
It's not always popular with the neighbours, I know.
Yeah. We were quite lucky at our flat, actually. We never had any complaints or anything. But
if you're in the right part of town, like a student area or something like that, I guess people have just kind of accept it as normal.
Yeah, well, we were out in Matangi, out in the country a little bit. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, big farmland behind us, so we could be as loud as we wanted.
And I imagine you're fairly loud.
Yeah. I mean, we've gotten better with dynamics and stuff, but yeah, we still get pretty loud.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You just released an EP when I talked to you last August, but and you've released another one since then.
Yeah.
That's all you're saying. So how has the music evolved through those two EPs?
Well, since we recorded and everything ourselves, it's quite cool not to see only like improvement in the. In the songwriting and playing and stuff, to see the production and stuff evolve as well as it goes.
Yeah.
So there's a big jump between the two in production, but it suits the old one. The lesser production suits the style of music, which was like surf punk.
Yeah.
And then for the next one, we did like a kind of indie vibe. So it sounds good, like still kind of lo-fi, but yeah, it just suits the music, I guess.
Okay, so Now, we had this discussion. I had a quick listen back to the interview last time, and there was a long discussion on it about what songs we could play on the radio because of swear words.
Yeah.
Which I hate. It drives me nuts, but that's kind of the rules I'm operating under here, and there's sort of kind of expectations around that. But is there a song off the new EP that we'd be able to play?
Yeah, everything off the new EP is clean, so...
Okay, right. Was that a conscious choice?
No, not necessarily. I guess it's just the type of music, you know, it doesn't need the aggression behind it. It's more mellow.
Okay, right. All right. Well, should we set one up now? And I've got a couple more questions, but we'll set one up and we'll have a play in a minute. Which one would you recommend?
Yeah, my favourite's Predisposed, but the boys will probably hate me for it.
Well, they weren't at the interview, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just bringing that up. All right, that is the... Okay, we can play that. That's a short 2-minute song.
Yeah, it's a nice little ditty.
This is a question I've never asked songwriters before, but do you plan the length of the song when you're writing it, or is it just however it comes out?
We kind of just jam on it, I guess, and then, you know, it will naturally end when it feels like it, but we can extend songs and stuff. Like, when we played this one live, we extended a whole bunch. It's more like a 5-minute thing when we do it live.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to, like, go straight from that song into like a funkadelic cover. So we like to play around with this one live.
Yeah, so a bit of jamming really when you're live.
Yeah.
And you're the lead guitarist, if I got that right?
Yeah.
So what's the feeling about guitar solos these days?
This EP's got like none.
Okay, I mean, right.
There's one on Hedge Clippings, I think, and maybe on Umbrophobia, but I don't really know. We kind of just chuck them in when we feel like it's needed. But if it's not needed, it's not needed. You know, there's no point in doing it just for the sake of it.
Yeah, I think there was a generation that did that, but I guess their day is gone now.
Yeah, well, we still like a big face melt to the solo, but, you know, if it's not needed, you know.
Yeah, okay. So... I'm just looking at my questions here, which I've written down very badly. We've talked about the new music, the new EP. Let's talk about the song Predisposed, what it's actually about, because we've just talked about whether it's got a guitar solo or not and why it's so short. Something a little bit more substantive would be good.
Yeah, I think Lucky would be the best to talk about this. He's the one who wrote it and sings it. On one of his solo records for a while, first, before we got our hands on it. But yeah, it's a nice song. It's about his mum, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing for a rock band to sing a song about their mum.
Yeah, well, it's got a lot of meaning, that song. So, I love it. I'm the one who asked them to put it on the EP, so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you write songs as well for some of them?
Yeah, I haven't dipped my toes into writing lyrics so much yet. I mean, I help out here and there, but I'm always in the music writing stage, I guess.
Okay, and do you guys write, like, will you write something by yourself and then bring it to the band, or does the band work out songs together? Like, how does that work out for you guys?
Well, a couple of the ones on the Indica EP are pre-written, like, Predisposed, but the title track, Indica, it was just me, Lockie, and Connor. We were hanging out in the studio and just whipped it up for a laugh, and then turned out to be quite a nice little song. So,
okay,
I guess it just sort of sometimes they just come out while we're practicing, and sometimes you write a little riff and bring it to the band, and we work on it from there.
Okay, like how often does it come, like as a surprise? Like sometimes maybe do you try really hard and nothing good comes of that, and then you get caught by surprise by a good song. Is there an element of that in the creative process?
Yeah, I guess so. We kind of, we've shelved ideas for ages. Like, a couple of the songs we're going to be playing on the weekend are ones we haven't played in a while. Just we've put them aside for now, and now we've worked on them a bit more, so they're ready to go again.
Yep.
But we're currently in the stage of writing early stages of writing an album. We've finished our third EP, so that will be coming out soon. But the album songs are going to change direction again and focus more on psych rock, I guess, and focus on that primarily.
And are you guys are like, you're doing all this yourself, you're not with a record label or anything like that? Like, lots of people aren't these days, so it's pretty common.
Yeah, no, we're with Grayspace, which is a kind of independent, not label, they're more of like a management thing. We're out in Hamilton. That's what the show's for. It's for a Grayspace event.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, and it's been wicked working with them. They're good guys. And Joel down at the Yard's part of it now, and he's been setting up the show for us, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's right, because Joel hooked you guys up with me last time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So he's part of Grayspace, is he?
Yeah, he's only just jumped on board, but... he's done a good job so far.
Okay, that's good. And there's a lot of promotion in the world. A few weeks ago, I talked to a singer, a young woman who she had great social media stats, and that helped her for the record company. They liked that. The whole world of promotion has changed. Like, everyone I talk to is talking about that. Like, how are you guys with the promotion?
Yeah, we're wrapping our heads around it. I mean, we've always got ideas, you know, like. To promote this show, we asked our mate to come down dressed as a wizard and just walk around in the crowd and around before the show, but he's off to Indonesia, so that's no go unless we can convince Thomas to go out before the show, walk around town.
Well, if there's any volunteers listening and they want to dress up as a wizard, should they get in touch?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if that'll happen, but...
I don't know. If not, Thomas will do it.
So that's just something, you're looking for something to be a little bit different, is the idea?
Yeah, here. I mean, just something, yeah, because I guess we've got a, for this show, we've really gone all out on our, you know, because it's our show, we can set it up how we want. We've gone all out and we've got a bunch of decorations and stuff for the yard. So the idea was when you walk into the yard, it's not even the yard anymore, you know, it's, you know, when you go to like a venue and watch a band, it's the venue, and then the band's at the venue. We kind of want to merge the two.
Okay.
So have us be the venue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you're going to get there quite early, and you got, as well as setting up the instruments, you set up the whole venue.
Yeah, we're shooting down on Friday, so we'll be out and about in town. So if you see us, come say hello. We've got posters and stuff to give out, so...
Yeah, okay. Well, come in, even if there's no one here at the radio station, we're in the town hall. You can slip one under the door, and we'll put it up in our window for people to see and for the DJs to talk about as well, if you want.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll drop that in on the way in.
Yeah, cool. Alrighty. So we're going to play the song Predisposed. Folks, we've been talking to Jacob from Saigon, going to be at the Yard Saturday night. What time are doors opening, and where can we get tickets? We should give answers to those questions.
Doors are at 7 or 8, 7, I think.
Okay, well, people are vague about their times in Raglan, so that's good enough.
Yeah, but I think acts start at 8.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. It's been jumping around, but
be there at 5 just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for talking to us, Jacob. Well, we'll hang out with you now, but I'll play Predisposed straight after.
And, Sounds good.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, mate. Good to have a catch up.
All righty. Okay, folks, yes, Jacob there. And Saigon at the Yard, and I'm going to, if I click on this, it won't play properly, but if I do this, just stand by. Here is their track, Predisposed, and we're going to be talking to Shona next.
Cause I'm predisposed, and you left me.